Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Bang! It's Friday, people.
Is it really? God, this week's flown.
We are hours away from knockoff drinks for the week.
Hours?
I myself.
Ding-a-ding-a-ding.
Hello. Someone's jumped the start.
I've started.
I planned.
Yeah.
To go Cocoa Bananas.
Do you really?
I am going to ride to the gates of oblivion.
I enjoy it when you do that.
On a horse called Destiny, because that's how I feel.
We've got a big show.
We do. Coke Zero Gate Rages. We're going to go.
I couldn't sleep last night.
I've been stopped in the street today by people coming up going, what are we going to do?
We'll do something.
I had to capsicum spray someone. I said, mate, relax. It's just a soft drink.
Capsicum spray.
It's all happening. Clown of the week, Jane.
Of course, we've got many, many clowns.
It's full as a gook.
It is full as a gook, and I always love a good clown.
I reckon Trump might get a mention.
Well, I think it was the master of being the clown. Hey, I'm bringing back Between the Sheets.
Hello.
Remember this segment? This one is saucy, and you might have to distract the kids in the car.
All right.
Just saying.
We'll get onto that.
Yeah.
There's a couple of very ripe items coming down the pike. Speaking of ripe, Charlie Pickering.
Oh, I don't know. Does he think Charlie would like to be known as being ripe?
It's the worst segue I've ever done.
Just we'll let
felt
him know.
Right somehow from the weekly very good show.
Hey.
He's coming in. I always like it. He's a smart guy.
Exactly.
He'll talk us through some of the
great.
Issues of the day.
Looking forward to it. Hey, Harden Up.
I love Harden Up.
We've got a few.
I love
you
the pound the table
to.
And read the riot act.
Yeah,
I really do.
Too. I think we're ready for that.
We've got a couple. One that's quite surprising, but I'll allow it.
But fair enough.
Yep.
Week in reviews coming up.
Great.
And we are going to try and get on to our work experience kid, Josh.
Yes.
We're going to send him, we've decided.
Where is
that
he?
Is at school?
Layabout.
Is he back at school?
Or is it too early to call?
That's what work experience is, isn't it?
Pull him out of class.
We're talking about Mamma Mia 2, the movie out. And we decided
we should send him off to see it.
Because I don't know if he'll be thrilled about
it. Something we don't want to do.
Well,
all right, Dave, turn it down. Hello, Dave. How are you
guys?
You good?
Very well, thank you. Yeah, going well for a Friday.
What have you been up to? You got some sly look about
you. I'm just feeling for Marty, my dog. He had a snip today. So, I hope he's all right.
He'll be all right.
Gone out in sympathy, have you?
I have, actually.
Why can't they do that to men?
Well, castration.
Jeez,
what's wrong with you?
Just to calm them down a bit.
Okay, I get one lucky prize winner.
we'll get castrated.
Some of them might need a little calming down.
1-3-3-5-3.
That was my favourite cult, but I'm fascinated with cults at the moment. We'll get to this later. Yeah. But was the
love a bit of cult talk?
You know the guys, the purple blankies.
Yeah, yeah.
So they.
Oh, this was genius.
This
what
is
the leader
classic.
Did, isn't
this
it?
Is classic. Why do you start your own cult, Dave?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
So basically,
totally.
That's it. So the rules are all the women have to sleep with you and none of the men are allowed to sleep
with the
women. And this guy made the men chop off their testicles and wait for the spaceship to pick him up under a purple blankie.
Wow.
While he's out the back with the girls.
But why would you be a guy? Why would you join that cult?
Well, what's in it for them? If I'm a cult, I'm the leader.
Yeah.
That's it. Hey. Get your purple blankie out, mate.
Of course, you're the leader.
Cult of Mickey.
The cult of Mick Malloy.
How'd you go today? Now, when I spoke to you last, you were going off to move house.
Yes.
So.
Well, we haven't moved yet, but I had somebody who came into my life today that's changed my life.
Wow. Oh, well, do tell.
Everything's good again.
What's happened?
Well, this guy called Sonny.
Sonny. What's he do?
He's a removalist.
Oh, hang on. I thought you said you were going to pack up your own room. You said you were going to pack up one of the kids' rooms.
I've got so many things to do and it's been getting me down and I opened the door to Sonny and it was like,
have you got sparkly music there, Dave? So many things to do, I think, refers to the drinks cabinet.
It's not.
Glug, glug. So many.
Shut up. I opened the front door and when I opened it, this is what happened.
Dave, come on.
I'm opening a door and then this is what happened.
Well, I don't have the happy music.
Nothing.
Doing an opening door music. Just like a bring.
Was it like a harp
like
or was it like...
A harp.
Oh, no, it was a biblical.
It was almost like a cult leader, but a nice one. And his name's Sonny. He goes, Jane, you will not have to do another thing. That's it.
Oh, wow.
He said, relax. You will not have to pack one thing. You will not have to put any rubbish in a bag. I'm doing it for you.
And what are you?
He's bringing in about 5,000 men, and they're going to pack it all up for me.
It's like an army.
It's like an army.
In an army, and so Bungalows can sit on the kitchen bench, yeah, flipping through the women's magazines with a Chardonnay in her hand.
That's what I plan on doing.
Barking out the odd order.
Totes. Honestly, my life has changed. I'm so happy. You can't believe it.
Man, I'm always happy. I've never, never ups.
What are you
happy yesterday?
I'm not ever ups. You were not. Yesterday?
You were not happy.
You were grumpy, and you took it out. Oh, on Julie, our receptionist.
That's not true. It's
no,
not
it
our
is
receptionist.
True.
She's the receptionist of another radio
of
station.
Under our big...
I came here. I didn't have my key. I had to go via the Cape to get to
it's
my
not,
office.
It's, you know,
I've got the audio if you wanted to hear what
have
you
a
said.
Listen.
Don't.
Oh. No, this is what you said yesterday.
So I've forgotten my pass.
Yeah.
So I have to ring on the intercom. Ding dong. She goes, I can get you up to level 2. Ding.
Is that your impression of our receptionist?
That's my favourable impression. So then I get buzzed. I go, she has got to go to level 2. So now I go up to level 2. I have to go through the foyer of the entrance to another radio station.
You have to say who you are.
She goes, gee, it's a long way, isn't it? I go, yes.
Did you have to say who you are?
Everybody knows who I am. There's a poster of me opposite the lift. Oh, if you look out the window, Jane, there's a friggin' billboard with my picture on it.
Oh, no. Yeah. All right. So when you walked in, we're back into real life now, everyone.
Okay.
Mick walked into the office today and he said, can someone please go and buy some flowers for Julie?
Because I feel she was collateral damage. She was a drive-by and she didn't need to get it. She actually did nothing wrong.
She copped it.
I was just cranky.
But Julie's, you know, she's so good-natured.
She's lovely.
And she did receive some nice flowers.
And I've apologised.
And you've apologised.
And I made sure I got my pass so I don't have to go back that way.
Do you know what we're planning to do?
I sent some flowers, though. Didn't I?
Oh, you got someone to send them for you.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, you know what happened there, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, you. What? I came in, we've got a room full of producers. Yeah. And
James was going to go.
I said, James, go get me some flowers.
And I said, oh, hang on a minute. Maybe Whitney. Only because I know that's a bit ageist and sexist, but I just thought Whitney, girl, knows about flowers. James, not so sure.
Ageist, sexist, and I thought your Sonny impersonation was a bit racist.
Oh, I've done the three then.
I think all up you've got the trifecta, Jane.
Wow.
I'm there. And it's all a Friday. Right.
Thank you very much.
We're still fuming from the news that Coke Zero is going to be made obsolete. Engineered obsolescence by the overlords on the Death Star at Coca-Cola Amatil, who are replacing it with some kind of Soylent Green product. You know what I mean?
But
I don't know what
they're trying. Look,
I don't know what they're up to with Coke No Sugar, but it's there'll be some creepy revelation like it's your dead grandparents marinating.
I think we all got to understand for a start that everybody who's seen me has said, "Why don't you drink water?" I'll say, well, who wants to drink that? It's very boring.
Who wants to drink water?
Water's boring.
Water's just there.
And they say, you do know there's chemicals in Coke Zero.
I do.
Do it, Fred.
And
I'm
prepared to sign a release and accept the consequences.
Too. Just stops changing the flavour of my unsweetened Coke.
Coke Zero was like it was like Popeye with his spinach for me. Just woof a can and off I'd go with a spring in my step. But no more. Everything that's good goes somehow.
It's not fair.
We were apoplectic. We were inconsolable yesterday.
But we weren't alone, Mick.
We weren't alone, Jane Kennedy.
No.
In fact, our phones blew up.
Yep.
And not only then, but I've been chastised down the street ever since, as
really?
You have.
Yes.
And overnight, our socials, people just kept pouring in, Dave.
Wouldn't stop. So, look, you can get us on the socials at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Kennedy Malloy. We're a bunch of calls. In fact, we've called some people back that got us in touch after the show as well about, you know, the horrific situation with Coke Zero.
And I don't know whether we can change their minds. It's just corporate stupidity, as far as I'm concerned. Mark's on the line. Mark, you're calling us from whereabouts in the country?
Oh, I'm in Newcastle, Mick.
So in Newcastle, the word's obviously...
Beautiful part of the world.
A great part of the world.
KOFM.
But all flags at half-mast today, I'm guessing?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. So what are you doing about it?
I'm stockpiling. So I've
now
got a collection of at least 20 cases at home.
You've got 20 cases? Hang on, I'm doing the sums here. What's that, 480 cans?
That's 480 cans, not including what's already in the fridge.
Can you talk me through how you're doing this, Mark? Are you loading up the van or your car? Are you going to every supermarket around that coast area?
Yeah, that's right. I'm taking the car to the supermarket. We're, you know, buying a trolley all the time, take it back, and then we'll hopefully hit another supermarket this afternoon and see if we can, you know, get
maybe,
another trolley.
Maybe we should just do a hit and run on Coca-Cola Amatil at the headquarters, absolutely. Like Fort Knox.
I'd buy a truckload if they'd sell it to me.
Like break into Fort Knox.
I'd buy a truckload.
Why don't we hijack a truck?
Yeah, that's
Let's
a good
hijack
idea.
Hijack
a Coke truck.
A Coke
plenty of them going around.
A truck of what?
A Coca-Cola truck.
That's it. Yeah, Coke Zero.
Yeah, we'll just hijack it.
Stand.
We can do
stand and get down. And we take the truck and we drive it off.
What do we offer them?
Nothing. This is their life. Their lives.
That is a very good plan. And I'm super envious, to be honest, that you've started stockpiling.
Can I ask, do you intend to drink them all yourselves or are you going to sell them at inflated prices?
I've already told the rest of the family it's hands off. They want to go and buy their Pepsi Max or Sad Coke, as I like to call it.
Sad Coke?
And as far as I'm concerned, this Coke no sugar is the answer to a question that nobody has asked. I wanted it something that tasted like, you know, classic Coke or real Coke. That's what I drink. But no, Coke Zero is the flavour that we want.
Well said, Mark.
Love
well
it.
Said. You speak for so many. There's going to be an uprising, a Bastille Day
which
uprising.
I love.
We're going to storm the barricades.
All right. Have we got more callers, though?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Pablo, what can you add, mate?
Yeah, how you going? Yeah, we just made the last pallet of Coke Zero yesterday of cans.
I beg your pardon? Say that again. You buried the lead.
Tell us who you are. What's going on?
Yeah, so we actually make the cans of Coke where I work at Aurora.
All right.
And so we had the last run of Coke Zero yesterday morning.
You were joking.
No.
Did you have some sort of ceremony? Or
Jane, can you just talk for a second?
No, we're going to crush them all up and send them back to Crete to get melted down and make some Coke and no sugar.
Pablo, I don't like your attitude. You're not taking this very sensitively. Mickey, it's all right. Come on, buddy. Come on.
Have you got any Mick coins left, though?
Stick that up your ass. Never seen one of those.
We don't like your attitude, Pablo.
Pablo, was it a teary moment when the last cans rolled off the line?
Oh, not terribly, really.
Hey.
You're no prize for you.
Come on.
You are not getting the gravity.
Don't you understand?
Of the
we're taking
Pablo.
This very seriously.
I know.
Yeah, all right. Well, what are you replacing it with? What are you? I suppose you turncoat. You're doing the no sugar cans.
Yeah, we do.
You
all
are a gun for hire. You're a mercenary, and you have no soul. Next caller, please.
All right. Well, Marie's on the line, guys.
Marie, what's happening?
Hi. Oh, I just want to jump up and down and scream. Mm. Have you tasted Diet Coke?
Yes.
Not really.
But it's disgusting. And they're getting rid of zero. What does zero mean? Zero means no sugar.
No sugar, yes, Marie.
So why are they bringing out one that says no sugar?
I can't answer your questions, Marie.
Are they stupid or what? Jeez. Honest to God, they treat us like kids.
They think we're idiots, don't they?
And we're not.
I'm still hopeful, Marie. We can turn this around.
Well,
we can turn this ship.
You've turned barbecue shapes around.
Thank you.
I hope you can do this.
Don't worry. I feel confident.
Got the bucket back at Kentucky.
Yep.
You know what I'm going to do?
It's people power. That's what we need.
We should buy it. We should start our own Coke.
Like a
Triple
Kennedy
Coke,
Malloy.
Kennedy Malloy. Kennedy Cola.
Kennedy Cola.
Oh,
Jane.
I love that.
A Kennedy Cola.
But it's got to be like zero
the
taste.
Same recipe.
Like the same recipe as Coke Zero.
And we get Elle Macpherson to do the ad like she did. Was it Tab Cola?
Yes. Yeah.
But
Jane, you can do that.
I won't wear a bikini.
Yes, you are. And you're going to do your spangling. What is it?
Straddling.
On a billboard, straddling. You're straddling.
I can be dressed as Tradie Jane.
It's Tradie Jane with a can of Kennedy Cola.
See what comes from this show.
You've made a very powerful enemy, Coca-Cola Amateur.
All right.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy. There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'm let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be...
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the week.
Wow. And we say it can't always be this guy, but we're going to have to start there. By the way, 133353, give us a call. Yep. Who would you like to nominate for
Come
Clown
on.
Of the Week?
You guys are so good at doing this.
You really do. It can be someone you know. It can be a partner, your son, your wife, your husband, or it could be someone from the popular world who we all know.
Yeah.
Like Donald Trump, who made a huge gaffe that he's still paying for at the Helsinki Forum. It all comes down to this. He messed up a word.
I said the word would instead of wouldn't.
There it is.
And it's very, very, it's major because it's, you know, it's been hard to trap him because he's so quick to with the fib here and there. But well, when it's like so blatant like this, it's interesting.
But also we're so used to him fibbing that you become a
blasé
about it. But this is a massive one because he basically...
And he doesn't often apologise.
This one means he preached allegiance to Russia as opposed to the country which he is the commander-in-chief of.
Yeah.
So it's a massive blunder that is bigger than just an N, an apostrophe, and a T.
Which has caught everyone off guard, actually. Republicans and Democrats as well, which has caught
the... He's united them all for the first time in his presidency. And let's be honest, it took him a day and a half to come up with this feeble mistake. That's why you know it's not genuine. Anyway, as you could imagine, the late-night comics have been having a ball at his expense. We could do our own jokes, but please have a listen to some of the comic stylings from America.
Just to repeat it, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. And the sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia.
What I want to know is which genius on his team came up with this idea. Who in that administration told him it would be good to announce he meant to say would instead of wouldy? I bet it was Melania. She hates him the most. This is like if Bill Clinton had come out and said, wait, no, I meant to say I did have sexual relations with
him. Yes, the sentence should have been that. It was not that. But then again, who among us hasn't said the exact opposite of what he just said in front of cameras on multiple occasions? I'm sorry, let me clarify. That sentence should be, who among us has not done that?
No, you know what? That makes sense. I actually believe Trump on this. And I... Hold on, sorry, let me just check my notes. Sorry, what I meant to say was, get the f*** out of here, man.
There it is. Get online, have a look. Everyone's having a field day.
He hasn't let this down in the clown department.
The dumbest man to ever become president of a
major. I'm going to clown someone that might shock you.
Oh, jeez.
Usain Bolt.
Oh, how dare you.
Give him a clown.
Clown him, Dave. Jeez.
Forgetting into talks with the Central Coast Mariners in Gosford.
Wouldn't you clown the Mariners?
Well, yes, wouldn't you?
Well,
a bit of a shout out to 2GO to say in Gosford. Because they would have been talking about this.
Coming your way.
To play soccer.
Central Coast, look out.
And I would say ladies, look out.
Lock up your daughters.
On the Central Coast.
Lock up your daughters
And I thought he could be an excellent guy to be, you know, there for the blue light discos. Because you know that he likes getting up and... on the.
Is that it?
It's not a euphemism for anything else except playing discs.
So is it playing discs or...
No, you go.
James, seriously, don't do that again.
What are you doing?
Unless we're at SeaWorld all of a sudden. I can only presume that that's...
No, you have another
Bolt
way
having
of
sex?
No.
That's what I thought.
What is it?
Can't you see my hands? I'm doing...
Are you scratching?
Yes, I'm scratching.
All right.
Jeez, crikey.
Clown James.
Would you like to clown yourself? You just clowned you. Fair call, Dave.
Thank you.
You've made an executive decision,
you're
but I concur.
Stand by.
Well, you're at it. Clown yourself.
What?
your podcast, your game changer podcast.
Stop it.
Once you've been through the game changers, you're canonised. It's like saying you are a legendary radio
performer. I'm a bit behind the eight ball
on
that.
You're great. Well, your time
one day. My time will come.
The ladies.
I'm still learning.
There'll be a ladies edition one day.
There's plenty of great women in game changers.
Oh, really? Okay. No, there are. I've heard them. They're great.
All right.
They have. Hello. Let's not turn this into a femo issue, for God's sakes. Thank you.
Hey, but Dave covered himself in glory with some of the most profound quotes, quotable quotes, grasshopper style advice.
I've been writing these down.
Confucius say.
Can we hear some?
I've got some in high rotation that I just play at home when I'm. Let's just hear one example of.
I think it's just a passion to try and keep doing it better because I'm never, ever satisfied with what I do.
Is that
ever,
right?
Ever. I walked off the air today and it was a reasonably good shift, but I thought, well, what else could I have done? I'm always searching for the next thing.
This is killing him because everybody, you've got to understand, Dave has to press these buttons to play. And when he's had to listen to himself, he's got his head in his hands.
Yeah, take my headphones off. I can't listen to it.
Can I say something, Dave?
What?
I'm never really happy with what you've done either at the end of a shift.
Oh.
I never leave a shift going, I'm really happy with Dave today.
Can we play more?
You know what I always think? No. He could have done more. Give us one
come
more.
Come on.
Give us your Alan Alda. Give us your Alan Alda with a quote from. Give us your quote from Alan Alda.
I don't have that one.
You've got it, Dave.
You're being a bit slow today.
Dave, you'll be shaking your head in the car on the way home going, I wish I'd just had the quote when those guys asked.
Deleted those from.
What about the quote about people being dicks in the industry?
Got rid of them all. I'm not playing them. I'm playing
sure
you
that's
again.
It.
We'll go and do it. We'll go. Hey, geez, that's a bit much. All right, you get the idea. Give us a call. 1-333-53. Who do you want to clown? Get involved.
Clown of the week. 1-333-53. Get involved.
Can I clown Australia?
Oh, Australia.
Yeah, why?
A whole lot. Everyone.
What do you mean?
Because it's so nanny state. I've just got back from Greece. And you know how Mykonos. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you about the hours?
Oh, this is, yeah, I can relate to this.
I got up at 11 o'clock going, oh, it's late. I went down. There's no one anywhere.
They're still getting up to.
I go, dude, no one's up. And I went, how long has this been going on?
3 hours are your hours, I must say.
That is my.
Honestly.
Now, if we went over there, I was thinking we could do a drive shift over there. Drive would be like their breakfast shift. you know the guy who'd have the most listeners? Midnight to Dawn.
Yes.
If we went over there. To be that's a big hilarious. DJ, you'd have to be midnight to dawn because that would be the largest.
No. Mm. People don't start having lunch till about 3.
I heard a rooster crow at 12:30 in the afternoon. Even the roosters aren't up. Come on, people.
Okay.
All right, let's start. It's Clown of the Week, 1-333-53. If you think you know of someone, Jason's on the line. Jason, who are you clowning?
There you go, guys.
Good, Jace.
Look, I know I'm rehashing something old here. It's been going on for a few weeks now, but the old plastic bag situation at the shopping centres.
Yeah. What have you witnessed something?
I witnessed something the other day, Mick. It was very distraught. I was distraught, having a coffee. Now, this bloke, he's obviously gone in there. He knows that he has to pay for the bag.
He knows he has to.
It's common knowledge.
And what is it these days, mate? It's about 15 cents.
For those. Yeah.
15 cents. I mean, look, before we go into that, no one worries. Look, how many shopping bags do you buy when you go to the deli? Because the three most used words in a deli, the supermarket, is it's just over. You never get the after 250. You never get 250. You'll get 300. So there's 7 shopping bags you've just paid for. You don't care about.
Good point.
Was this really amusing you watching this unfold?
Yeah, but what he did was he had his trolley and he was sitting there. I was there having a coffee. He then spat the dummy hugely without having to pay for his bag. He then started throwing all the food from his trolley onto the ground at pulling.
Oh, no.
Fantastic.
Oh, this is a Category 5.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gone berserk.
He was saying that he was only going to have to pay for a bag. He was only going to buy one bag, so he didn't need what else in the trolley. So food started going left, right, and centre.
Oh, Jace, that's brilliant. Thanks
like
for that
it.
One. We got a prize for you for
Jason,
putting up with that.
Yeah, exactly.
You got a $100 fuel voucher coming your way.
And a plastic bag.
And a plastic bag. Well, yeah, well done.
Very good. It's happening. There is shopping bag rage.
We understand.
Yeah, whatever. It's the world we live in.
It is.
Harry, who do you want to clown, mate?
Oh, Mickey, the Thai soccer coach.
Wow. Let me just work out.
Dickhead.
Hey. No, I think we might have to clarify that.
He does have some answers.
I think.
But how can you, like, reason by taking kids into a cave and expect you not to get trapped?
Because they didn't know that the flood was going to come.
It's monsoon season,
Jane. And he knew he'd been in the cave before, and they were just going to sign their names on the wall, and whooshka, in comes the water.
You know who should sign up this guy?
Who?
The Adelaide Crows, because they're pre-season camps.
Oh.
And
they need a bit of hardening up, you reckon?
He would fit in beautifully in Adelaide with the Crows, with their history of firewalking, Smart, and of course, more recently, Rangers,
and they were driven round
blindfolded in a van listening
that's
to the Richmond
right.
theme.
That's right, they were blindfolded. And now, listen,
I'd
Harry.
In the cave.
You ain't listening, Dale.
Yeah, no, that's all right. I'm kind of with you, but I feel a bit for that, dude. But we still
clowning. You're right, Harry.
Let's give him a clown.
Harry, if I'm one of those parents, I'm furious.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mickey. Appreciate it, mate.
Good on you, mate. Well done, Harry. Harry's got a prize, hasn't he?
Yeah, prize pack for you, Harry.
Good on you. Jason, who are you want to clown, mate?
Well, actually, I want to embarrass clown myself.
Okay, what have you done?
When you said hello, Jason, before I started talking to you.
Second, Jason.
Okay.
But
So this is what I walked into the bathroom a while ago now, and I heard this buzzing, right? The house was brand new. So next minute I turned the power off to the wall, thinking that there's the fan, still the buzzing there. Yeah. When I turned the power off outside, still there. So I rang the electrician who put the everything in our house, and he came in to fix it. And my son woke up, so I ran down the other end to get my son, and he was walking out the door. He said, "I fixed it." So what was wrong with it? He goes, "Oh, it doesn't matter. It's just fine." I said, "No, I want to know what was wrong." He said, "You left your electric razor in the shower."
Oh, my God, all so that time.
You called an electrician out to fix the fan in your bathroom and you'd left the electric clippers on.
That's funny.
Yes, that's right.
Jason.
Oh, that's
you,
beautiful.
Wow. Yeah, I tell I you what, you are a VIP member.
I love
you could
that.
Be a, you could be a Hall of Famer. Let's go down to Ian, shall we?
Yeah. Yep. Ian. Hey, Ian, how are you going?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Coming out of Bunnings in Moorabbin today, there was a guy in a mid-70s two-door yellow Valiant soft top.
Yep.
He had 6 to 8 boxes through the car from the dashboard, poking through the broken plastic rear window. But he was looking after his paintwork. He had no towel, but he didn't have any rope or anything securing it as he was driving down Warrigal Road.
Oh, he said just crossing his fingers, hoping for the best that he'd get home quick sticks.
You've got to have a go, don't you?
Have a go.
Get a try. His floating floor's going to go.
It's all right. Well done, mate. Good. Did you report him at all? What did you do?
Nah, I just had a giggle, kept going.
That's it.
That's the attitude. Right, I'm giving Ian a prize too.
Yeah, prize pack for you, Ian.
133353. We're going to keep doing this. Yes. I don't think we're done. I think there's a few more idiots out there who need to be reported.
Get involved.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Clown of the week with Jane Kennedy McMalloy.
Speaking of McMalloy, I'd like to clown Mick.
How dare you? That hurts.
Because we were speaking with Andy Lee yesterday about technology and Twitter and fake followers, and you didn't understand what a bot was.
That's not my memory of it.
Well, let's just have a listen what you thought a bot was.
This happens every kind of 5 years. They bots build up in people's social media following.
Yeah. Mick, you know what a bot is, don't you?
I know what a bot.
These are fake. He loves
it's not a bot.
Bot. Exactly.
The bot.
Hey, the technical term is bot.
I don't think it is. No, I don't. In your mind, it is.
All right, in my world.
In your world. Like I don't want to know about what a bot is in your world.
A bot's like a bug. It's like a, you get a little bot.
Ooh. All right. Let's go to some calls.
Point. Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
How you going?
Good. Who would you like to clown?
Elon Musk for his comment about the Thai rescuer, calling him a pedo guy.
Yeah, it's kind of it's what I'd like to call maybe a bit of an overreaction.
Yeah.
What's he saying?
The guy's criticised him. The guy's
so out of line.
The guy's criticised his submarine and then he shot that one back across the net.
Not only that, because the guy's English and he's a white guy
living in
Thailand.
Tanya,
he got offended about the comment. The guy, I think he said
he was pretty rude about it
over the publicity stunt, the rescuer, and then so.
But let's just say, Tanya, that escalated pretty quickly.
He might need to do a Donald Trump.
I'll say it again: Elon Musk, get yourself to Shark Tank. That's where you belong. Try and peddle a couple of your stupid ideas. It's there first before you start worrying the adults in the room. Well done, Tanya.
Hey, Joanne.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, how are you going?
Really good. Okay, so I'd like to found that the people who wrote the report that tradies earn lots of money.
Yeah. But, hang on, you might be premature, Dave.
The tradies, you think they're paid too high?
Yeah, my lots of money, so I never turn up.
Your tradies don't traditionally turn up.
No. Right.
Well, they still might be being paid an S-load of money.
That's a problem.
But they've got to get there to do the job.
You've had some bad experience, obviously, but, you know.
You should call Tradie Janie.
Yeah.
Have you heard about Tradie Janie?
You know about Tradie Janie?
I'll tell you what.
I'm opening up a franchise. I need a whole lot of birds around this country. Getting their Daisy Jukes.
That's right. It's like the reverse man in a van.
It is.
It's Tradie Janie.
Tradie Janie. It's like Jim's mowing. It would be Tradie Janie.
Getting in a van.
Do we have a theme song for Tradie Janie?
I think there was a good one for the ad, wasn't it?
Well,
was
going to have a billboard, and I don't like to say this of myself, but the Ash Harvey suggested the idea of Tradie Jane is straddling in a Daisy Jukes on billboards for the Kennedy Cola as well. It's got legs.
For Kennedy Cola?
I don't mind that.
What's going on? What are we advertising now?
Tradie Janie.
Tradie Janie or Kennedy
Both.
Cola?
She's got a cola and she fixes things.
You got your Tradie Janie.
Tradie Janie! Please call now, whatever the problem. All right, let's keep moving. We've been spied by Tradie Janie.
Thanks, Joanne.
Michael, who would you like to clown?
Hey, Mickey, I want to clown Dangerous Dave for that podcast, but not what he said, but the wanky way he said it.
Oh, go to hell.
Hey, all
set. Where's the clown, please?
That's the real Dave you're listening to now. Not the pompous. Or not the pardon me, your majesty voice.
I mean, we might need a bit of an example of that. Can we hear?
Press that button.
Come on.
You're hopeless.
The fact that people do, you know, I get lots of emails from people doing air checks and things, so I almost feel a bit of a responsibility to you know, be the best of what I can to show these people this is how I do it.
I agree. There's a different tone in his voice.
Hey, Dange, give Michael a prize.
All right, you got a prize pack coming your way.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, well Michael. Done, Michael. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. Graham, what have you done?
Look, Mick, what I've done is I'm going to clown myself here.
Yeah.
Have you ever been at the airport and watching all the keen beans line up to get on the plane first? and you think, I'll just hang back here. I'll wait as long as I can. I'll just be cool here. Yeah. Well, I was doing that. The queue went forward slowly, slowly, slowly. I'm just sitting there taking my time. I jump on the end of the queue, and you wouldn't believe it. There's two bloody gates. My gate closed half an hour ago.
You're gone. Well, your bags will be off the plane by now.
So you missed your flight.
So it gets worse. This is in Russia. So I'm flying from Russia through China to Australia. I missed the flight. I'd been a tight ass and booked a cheap ass flight with no insurance. Missed the flight. So I then have to get in the cab and go right across town to the other side of the city, 2-hour cab ride, get another flight. I get to China. Guess what I do then? Get out of China, go out and eat on the street.
Oh, okay.
Well, this is a
tale. But normally street food, what could go wrong?
Tale of woe.
Mm.
2 hours later, there I am lying in a Beijing hospital with food poisoning.
Good
Graham,
stuff.
That's top to bottom clown for yourself.
You are an idiot.
You are an idiot.
You're a roll
fork out a bit more money
idiot,
for your
Graham.
Airline seats.
Well done.
Time.
Thanks for calling. give him a prize.
I think we got Brad. Prize we can get to.
I got one more. Time for one more, Jane.
Yeah, let's
pick
to Brad.
You like.
Yeah, right.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good. Quickly, Brad. Who are we clowning?
I'm not sure whether it's me or my wife, but I had to go down to Brisbane to pick up from the Sunshine Coast and pick up a company car there earlier on this week.
Yes.
And my wife took me down to the train and dropped me on the train, then rang me about an hour later and said, where are you, darling? I said, well, I'm on the train you put me on.
Did she have a bit of a brain fade?
I'm in the car and I can't believe he's just said that on radio.
What's your name? Brad, what's your wife's name?
Amy.
Amy.
I put her on.
Amy.
Hey, Amy.
Amy, just quietly, you can do a lot better than Brad.
Nick, I heard you were taken.
Oh. Hey, well, at least you know what time he'll be home, considering he's sitting in the car.
Exactly. Yeah. Sounds like a double clowning.
All right,
let's give him a prize for these two.
Yeah, I've got a prize pack coming your way as well. Thanks to Kennedy Malloy. Hey, quite a comprehensive clowning this week.
Made a drastic call, and we've pulled our work experience kid, Josh, out of school. Hi, Josh. How are you?
Hi, Mick.
Hi. Hello.
Nice to be back.
Sorry about the short short notice. You're here in your uniform.
No, it's fine.
That's fine.
Where did we pull you out of?
I was in science, actually.
But, what were you doing
who
in science?
Who needs science?
we have a radio career.
Who ever made a career out of science?
I don't know. No one.
Doctor, what was that name?
Elon Musk must have done
Elon
science.
Musk.
Yeah. I don't need an education.
You don't need an education.
I think you might. I'm quite sure your mother would insist you do need an education.
Yeah, if you're listening, Mum, I don't need an education. I'm just going to hang out here forever.
That's it.
If
you want to work at radio, you don't need an education. Well, look at Dave. He's on Game Changers. Hey, before we've got an assignment for you, just before, I just want to let you know there's been some terrible news since you left us.
It's
Coke Zero has. I beg your pardon?
E14.
That's subliminally on your mind.
He knows
mind
it all
now.
From
the number from the vending machine.
That's right, from the vending machine. That's right. The Coke Zero is going to be no more. It's going to open up a whole column in the vending machine. I don't know what we do with that. Is it another column of burger rings?
E3. It's just coming out. Yeah, of course.
It's all that training we did.
The big training on a vending machine.
Do you know
it's
what
honestly surprising me.
Yeah, well, he was good. He could do it in the dark. He could do it blindfolded. The kid could go anywhere. I had him drilled from a cherry ripe, which he.
C3.
Cherry ripe, Matwisties, which was always one drink.
No, B3. How did B3,
well
that?
Done. But listen, and never once did I trouble you for a kettle chip.
Oh, right, C25.
All right.
This is the combination of the vending machine.
Are you telling me this is the sum
force is,
of what
the
you've
force
learned?
Is strong
yeah,
in
that's
this
like
one.
That's all I've retained.
All right, well,
all
we
right.
decided we needed to give okay. you an something that's a bit more.
Oh, really?
Solid.
You did a half-assed review for us, which, quite frankly, yeah. we were disappointed in. Well, you walked out at half time.
We sent you to Swan Lake. And you left at half time or interval.
I just had bothered to finish it on YouTube.
Yeah, you went home and Googled it and then sent in a dodgy report, not good enough. Right. So, anyway, something came up that didn't interest either of us. So, we've pulled you out of science class to ask you if you're prepared over the weekend to go as a man, sit in the cinema and review Mamma Mia for us.
Mamma Mia 2.
But you've got to watch the first one as homework first.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's great.
You've got to watch it.
You've got to watch Mamma Mia, the original.
Mamma Mia?
Yes. The movie. Yes.
Okay. No one said it's going to be easy, mate.
Oh.
You're going to do it?
Okay.
Bang.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is what you might be getting. Have we got time just for a quick?
Sure.
This is a bit of Cher, because you know who Cher is?
Not really.
Strap yourself in, mate. Here's a bit of it.
Do you know who ABBA is?
Of course.
You're all right. Well, this is Cher singing Fernando from ABBA.
Yeah.
This is one of the better scenes in the film.
Right.
Can we get to the straight to the chorus?
Oh, yeah, sure. Here's the chorus.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you heard this song before?
Never. Maybe.
There's no way you leave the cinema early. You stay
you
there
stay to the
until
end.
It's done. You come in
I'm
here.
Sure you would have heard your mum singing this song with her drunk mates at some stage.
Possibly.
And possibly will in about 3 hours. I would suggest to you, do you accept this assignment, young man?
I accept.
And you also have to take someone.
Yes.
I'll leave it up to you.
Yeah, you can take anyone you like.
So who's the bloke who got out of going to the ballet?
Oh, yeah, who's your mate?
I won't name him.
Okay.
If he's listening right now, be careful.
You're in the gun.
All right. We'll talk to you next week and find out about the
Well done, Josh.
Well done, Josh, the work experience kid.
This is Kennedy Malloy, your new way to drive home. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
It's going to be massive too, people. We've got a very special guest coming up. But before that, I've just got sex toys written here.
Have you? Oh, yeah. No, that's something I was going to talk about. I beg your pardon.
On you, the segment Between the Sheets. We're not doing that now?
No, I don't know.
You've had to think about
it? I'll see how we go.
All right, we'll get there.
So we can slip it in.
Harden up, exactly. Clean it up.
All right.
Your endo is delectable. That'll be coming up. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets.
And did you say we can review? Because we look back at the week, and I love doing that. I love hearing myself back. Not.
Yes.
Not.
No. Well, there won't be much of you in it if it's highlights anyway, I would have thought.
It'll
mostly be Dave still basking in there.
We've got Charlie Pickering. Don't bring this sort of stuff up in front of our guests.
He would have heard Game Changers.
You'd get embarrassed.
Charlie, well, let's introduce ourselves. Firstly,
Charlie Pickering has a low opinion of the news.
Good evening. I'm someone interesting enough to watch but boring enough to trust. Hello. And I don't have a female co-host because my network still doesn't think that women know stuff.
Which is why Charlie went on to spend 5 years hosting a news program called The Project, where mostly he just talked over Bob Catter.
I've got to tell you, if you're...
He left The Project for a burgeoning rap career. Just kidding. In fact, he left to host a successful ABC news show called The Weekly.
Trump can't be stopped. As we all know, there's no naughty corner in the Oval Office.
And the less successful New Year's fireworks.
The only time it's okay to kill a police officer, to kiss a police officer without asking.
Get the dump button ready. Please welcome Charlie Pickering.
Hey.
Wow.
Was that the last time they did the New Year's Eve?
No, do you know they've got the contract again? Somehow the ABC has
returned.
Oh, you've
got to do it.
Did you see how you corrected yourself immediately?
Yes.
Kill Kiss, whereas it took Trump 24 hours. Thank to go from wood to wooden. Yeah. I mean, you did it on the spot when you recognised that you had misrepresented.
That's what someone does when they made a mistake.
How are you, Charlie?
I'm great.
That's good.
Can I just so quickly, before we get into it, I know Trump, I know you follow the news, and we won't get bogged down in this because it's we all know the world's gone haywire, but I wanted to ask you this one. What do you think they have on him? Because what is inexplicable is for some reason, he goes around, he trashes everyone, he punches every world leader in the face, he treats them like garbage, he's a bull in a china shop, but when it comes to Russia, he defers, he becomes the... What is it about Russia or Putin that makes him change his behaviour so?
As much as I would love to believe it's the P-tape, as much as I want it to be that, I think it's really simple. Like, he is the one thing we actually know about him, he is terrible at business. Like, he is actually, despite
his
the books.
His record actually stinks.
We have one page of his press release, and it says in 1 year he lost $1 billion on a casino. Now, how do you lose money on a casino, right? It doesn't make sense. Yes. So I just believe at some point when no one would lend him money...
The Russians lent him
a bunch of money, and that's it. That like he is in.
I agree.
He's indebted in that way.
And here's the thing: I only found this out today that the all of like Putin's money, he's worth like $40 billion.
Yes. Now you're getting warm.
But all these other Russian oligarchs who've all got tens of billions of dollars, all their money is locked up by a thing called the Magnitsky Act, which is an act of Congress. The pressure on him for him to remove that piece of legislation.
He could change that.
So they could get their money. That is the ball game.
And here it is too. Like Putin, it could ostensibly be the richest man in the world, they're suggesting. And what drives this man more than anything else? There's money.
Her
politics to him is a sidebar that'll be over within 4 to 6 years. Mm. And you know what he wants to see? A Trump tower in every...
Well, it's money and fame.
It's Saudi Arabia. It's Turkey. It's the people who are these strong leaders who could facilitate Trump towers after the main fight. Money, I would put it down to.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right.
We've got that out of our system.
Well, we should call Robert Mueller and let him know.
He's already been in contact.
It's been an extraordinary week.
Don't you worry about that. Now, what have you been up to? Have you been reminiscing or looking down memory lane? What are you up to?
But my wife and I have been on what I'd call a YouTube trip, where we are trying to go back and look at the things that thought were awesome when we were kids.
And how do you start that? How do you get the ball rolling with
just
that?
Drinking. Just some big glass of wine.
What motivates the first search?
Do you remember something?
Great.
And it all started, can I tell you, there was once, because my wife grew up in America and she wasn't familiar with the TV that I was familiar with when I was a kid. And there was once around the house I sang the theme to the Sausage and Gold commercial from when I was a kid.
Yes.
And she was, what is wrong with you?
That's
Sausage and gold is giving you more, making the most out of life, which is a bold claim.
It is.
But I went to YouTube and showed her that ad, and then we just went commercial for commercial showing each other our favourite things from the 80s growing up.
That's cool.
Which was great. But recently we hit on gold. Mm-hmm. We went back and we watched the film clip for... USA for Africa, We Are the World, which was raising money to save starving Ethiopians back in 84.
I remember it well. I was a nanny at the time.
Younger listeners may not remember.
It's a big start to it. Long start. This was written by Lionel Richie.
Yep.
Produced by Quincy Jones.
Oh, right. He had a thing saying, check your egos in at the door on the front as some
Which
of the greatest entertainers.
You've got out the front of your studio as well, guys.
Dave ignores it every day.
Here we go.
This is the start. There comes a time
when we heed a certain call. That's Lionel Richie.
Lionel, can you name them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can. That's Paul Simon just came in there. Paul Simon. That's Paul Simon still. Now about to join Paul Simon. He's coming in now. Kenny Rogers.
Who's that?
That's Kenny Rogers continuing by himself.
Some of the other names, just go through them.
Tina Turner. Kenny Loggins, Diane Warwick.
Kenny Loggins was lucky to get a boot.
He
scraped in.
Stevie Wonder.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Michael Jackson. Yes. He sings a duet with Diana Ross in the middle of it. The highlight of it, though, like as good as everyone is, there's just a moment where Bruce Springsteen just comes in. He comes in with the first chorus and he says, "We are the world." Yeah.
We are the children.
The boss.
Right. We are the one. Good luck coming on after the boss.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's right.
But later on, he is in duet with Stevie Wonder. And here's the thing, like, we went into it. What we like to do before we watch these clips is we have a bet. We go, is it crap, is it not? Does it actually stand the test of time? And we both bet that this would be crap. And by the end, we were crying.
Aww.
It was that
See,
good.
Look, I honestly...
You know who thought it was crap?
Who?
Bob Dylan. Because there's a moment when it goes to Bob Dylan and he's literally, you can see him clicking his heels going, there's no place like home. Well, I really don't like it here.
Well, there's this thing. So I then went and spent some time watching the documentary about the making of the song.
Okay, you've gone too far.
So you're doing a hard-hitting news show and you've still got time up your sleeve to do this, Charlie.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah. And there's one thing. Bob Dylan, first off, they show him trying to get his line right and it's an amazing scene where he's trying to get it right and figure out the best way to sing it, and Willie Nelson's helping him keep in tune, like helping him hit his key. And it's just, you're watching it just going, you are both high, and neither of you know what's going on. But it's amazing. But the thing that blew my mind in the documentary, I have to tell you, is like, I remember at the time there was a statistic in the ads about how bad things were in Ethiopia, and every minute 15 people were dying from the famine in Ethiopia. And remember that fact, because a moment happened where they were having trouble with the audio and there was a clanking sound on the audio and they thought something's wrong with the mics. They clear the room for an hour, take the mics down, put them back up, and they go to sing again. There's still this clanking sound.
Yes.
And so this is like, so Quincy Jones gets them to sing and he walks around and then at one point he goes, "You." And it's Cyndi Lauper. And she's got these giant plastic bangles and they're all banging against each other, right? And I'm watching this going, they're raising money to save the people of Africa. She just blew an hour. An hour is 60 minutes. Cyndi Lauper is responsible for 900 Ethiopians dying.
Charlie Pickering, our special guest, The Weekly with Charlie Pickering, by the way, 8:30 Wednesdays on ABC and iView. And it's really great to have Charlie here. Hang on. The sustagen ad.
What was sustagen?
We should
like baby milk powder for adults.
Yeah, kind of. It was like chocolate flavoured and you made it up and it was just like too lazy to eat. Put some of this in milk.
We should get all of our leading artists to do a We Are the World style version of sustagen gold.
Yes.
How good would that be?
Sausage and gold.
That could be how you end
it's
the weekly.
Giving you more.
For your last episode of the weekly, you assemble the talent. We'll help you out. We get it all in
that's
there.
That's a tell you what.
Check your egos in at the door.
You're right. That is stuff that they load up old people in old people's homes. They go, quick, your family's coming. Chug down a few sausage and golds.
We are fascinated by your home life. So you and your wife spend a lot of time just egging each other on YouTube and looking for stuff. Where are you living at the moment?
In a home.
But you are searching for a new one.
We're looking for a new one.
Is that fun?
It's the worst.
Do you like
it? It's horrible. Well, the one thing I like is looking in people's houses.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm just like, how could you live like this?
Really?
What
a bit
are you
judgy.
Doing? Yeah, I'm just like, you've made weird decisions I can't go along with.
That's interesting.
But my wife and I have some points of tension.
Mm-hmm.
One is, this is the first time we've bought a house together, and it turns out there's a whole bunch of deal breakers I didn't know about.
I like the sound of this now.
But things like, so I'm just like, this is the house for us. And she's going, no, bedroom's in the front. Like bedroom is at the front. And
no, can't be when you first walk in.
Well, she's a criminal lawyer. She's like, do you know the statistics on opportunistic crime that occurs in front bedrooms? And right now, people
got
listening to this are going home to a front bedroom.
Oh my God.
I wouldn't.
Get a lock on the door.
I'd stay up all night with a shotgun on my lap in a rocking chair in the corner of that room.
And what's the deal breaker for you?
Oh, no, well, I've got like an old house at the moment. It's like 110 years old, and like it's like in summer when the clay underneath it dries out, it cracks, and I patch that up, and then when winter comes, it cracks again. So I just like it's got to have been renovated or new, and not be so old that it will just
not
crack
breaking
all the
and falling
time.
Down.
Yeah, that's right. So that's a rule that I have.
Okay, I remember one of the most sobering moments was when I was moving out of a house for sale, and they said great, and then they changed all the furniture. So they brought in their own. I'm going,
what?
Just out of interest.
Really?
what's wrong with the velour beanbags? But they actually go, i.e., your taste is shit. We are going
That's
to remove
hilarious,
it
Mick.
And make it look like two gay guys have lived here for the last
But when you're on the hunt for a house, what you realise, it's the same two gay guys decorating all of them. Because I go everywhere, it's amazing how many bally shoe prints there are in all these houses. It's like not that many people can
have you missed out on
taste.
Any yet? Have you gone for any? Do you go auctions or do you put in bids? That's
pretty
scary.
To be before. I missed out on a couple. We haven't really hit on the right thing, but and we've looked long enough that it's got to be absolutely right.
Right. You know what people say? If you miss out on a house, people just say, oh, it wasn't meant to be. It's just like on the wedding day, if it rains, they go, oh, it's good luck.
Yeah.
But, you know, you'll get a lot of that.
Do you know what it wasn't meant to be really means? You weren't rich enough at this auction.
Yeah, exactly.
You weren't so rich that you could go, eh, bugger it.
Charlie, we can see you and your shenanigans.
On the weekly, great
every
show.
Every Wednesday at 8:30 on ABC. And iView too. Don't forget to catch up on that if you missed the show.
Oh, binge watch the first 10 eps, guys.
Yeah, well,
get
not?
On board.
Mm. What do you got coming up? Can you give us a hint? Do you know this far ahead? I know it's a topical show.
Can I just say, my guest on the show this Wednesday, and I've already recorded the interview, Brian Dore.
I ended up
spending half an hour with him in the studio, and he is the loveliest human. I've known him for a few years, but it's the first interview he's done.
It really is a very long time.
He's usually interviewing, as we know, the late, great John Clark.
He came in no costume.
Oh, that's great.
It's a wonderful chat. And
is he comfortable answering the questions?
Yeah, he is. He was very comfortable talking about it, but he's been living in Morocco for most of the last year.
Has he really?
To get away a bit.
He's a good old friend of ours, so we'll look forward to seeing
that. It's a beautiful conversation, so tune in just for that.
Good on you.
8:30 Wednesdays, The Weekly with Charlie Pickering.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy for the drive home around Australia. You can join us as part of the Twitter family as well, if you're not already following, at Kennedy Malloy. Same with Instagram, Facebook.
That's dead right, Dangerous Dave.
You're welcome.
Dangerous David.
Thank you.
Famous for Game Changers.
That's it, episode 54.
Go it's a very look, good episode. It's very interesting.
We've been mucking around. It is a good episode.
And it's a great podcast all up.
Fascinating insight. There aren't many people who are very good at their jobs, and you're one of them. I'll tell you who else is.
Who?
Marshy. Now, Marshy is as good as anyone I've ever worked with in the
technical producer on our show, and has really lifted us. And we can say anything stupid, he polishes it up.
He makes our stuff better.
Yes, he does.
And we miss him because he's not here at the moment.
Yep.
He's away for personal reasons.
Yep.
We wish him all the best. Hope he gets back. I don't know what it is. I look at the obituaries every day.
I used not
to see.
He's fine.
No, it's all good.
Is he okay?
It's all good. I've heard he's training to be a MasterChef contestant. Yeah, he's going to do a bit of training.
Right.
Yeah.
Work, Marshy.
There's a lot of research.
Are you sure he's sick? Can I see a doctor's certificate?
I think he's back the week after next, I believe. So
but in the meantime.
He won't bring a doctor's certificate and he won't have a bloody good reason.
In the meantime, Maddie has been looking after us.
Who's Maddie?
He's a guy over there. Oh, no,
Maddie.
For God's sake.
Maddie is a good all-rounder.
He's a great operator.
Maddie's as good as anyone in the business, apart from Marshy.
He's appalled at what you're saying right now,
Maddie, I can see him.
Shaking his head.
Thanks, Maddie, for the week, and thanks for putting together this.
For someone with only 6 months' experience, it's pretty good, I reckon.
Can I please introduce it? This is our Week in Review.
After a bit of a break, this week we welcomed Kennedy Malloy back to the studio.
So you're back.
We're back, baby. What did we miss?
Mick had spent some time in Mykonos, in Greece, his spiritual home.
I knew there was a bit of me in that island when I was clearing customs, and the guy who was clearing customs was wearing a T-shirt, sunnies, and smoking a cigarette.
And he ran into an old friend.
On the first day there, I walk into the first bar because of the first person I see.
Well, there's only one person who I could think of, and it wasn't, was it?
Nick Gino.
Meanwhile, Jane stayed up watching the FIFA World Cup final with her young boys.
I had promised pancakes at halftime.
Who's Nutella? An invite, I would have been round. 10 minutes notice is all I need.
And we moved all the doonas into the lounge room so that we could sleep
this
in there.
This is bad parenting.
You reckon?
You'll be taking them caving next.
So after a break, you need to find out what you missed. France won the final and then rioted in Paris.
They're smashing up buildings. It makes no sense to me.
Glassing each other with expensive reds.
Champagne flutes.
Throwing snails at everyone.
Even the mimes are talking.
While back home, Grant Denyer won a gold Logie, despite the fact that his TV show Family Feud is not even on air.
If Grant Denyer gets a gold Logie,
yes,
for getting his show axed, I should have five!
Returning to normal life after a break was, well, it was hard for Mick, who was having Wi-Fi issues.
My brother got involved and then he started, organised another guy to come back today. And he comes out, this is how the conversation starts. He starts asking questions. And I just made up a language. So I start going, Aga, Agamundaba.
Did you really?
And I said to him, I said, because that's what I'm hearing.
Oh my God.
The tradie, Janie, had no issues fixing her front door.
We have a lock on our door that's about over 100 years old.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
I took it out of the interior of the door and I had screwdrivers and I'm, I have to put it back in the door. And then just the magic moment. I put the key in and it just like goes like this. Perfect!
So basically you put a key in a lock and it works.
No, I pulled apart the mechanism.
Honk your horn if you're happy for Jane.
Something else that's going to be missing is Coke Zero. Much to the chagrin of both Mick and Jane.
I don't know if I think I'll ever get over this.
You know, Coke Zero's got me through some...
Me too.
Good times and bad times.
I mean, I turn to it when there's no Chardonnay left.
Speaking of missing a bunch of very popular Twitter pages, we're missing a heap of their followers after Twitter cracked down on fake profiles.
Well, our good friends, Hamish and Andy, they have 500,000 fake followers, Mick.
Wow. Do you know what?
505,824, making it only 63% thumbs up score.
I never trusted those two. Was it Andy? It's something about Andy. You know what he reminds me of? He's the type of guy who's probably going to wear fake medals during an Anzac Day parade. Is it just me? Is this... Because those guys are always, you got that dodgy, I'm up to something.
Do you know what?
About.
They're both too tall.
Do you know what?
That's
if,
the
if
problem.
If Andy ever gets cancer, oh, check it.
Hey.
Check,
oh, that just... is low.
Although Andy couldn't help but see the funny side of the attack.
I love the balance here. You know, I'm wearing fake medals, dishonouring vets. You know, I'm lying about cancer. Jane goes, they're a bit too tall, aren't they? Oh, don't sling that kind of mud.
But at least the Kennedy Malloy Twitter page has a, well, tiny, teensy, weensy bit of credibility about it.
We have got a 97% audit score. We've only got 66 fake followers.
Well done.
We've only got 3,000 real.
So, as we head off into the weekend, we leave you with this image.
The pool at my hotel.
Yeah.
I felt overdressed and I was wearing nothing but a G-banger.
What do you think, Jane?
I don't mind a big Kransky.
He's weak.
You're soft. All right, you gotta toughen up.
You need to harden up. Kennedy Malloy's harden up.
I pity the fool.
Yeah, and it's full. And we're going to get into this. You know what it's like. People have let themselves down, got a little, you know, flouncy
about
it. A
little bit woozy.
Didn't attack it head on.
No.
And didn't do it. And
who would you like to nominate?
Well, I'd like to go to the press conference, the very first press conference, if we could, with the boy tie survivors of the soccer team.
What? Hang on.
Now, listen to me, Jane. Hear me out. Now, hear me out. It's a great story. It's
these
a very good story.
These cute little boys who were caught in the cave for 100,000
yes,
days.
Jane. I'm going to play a little bit of the press conference and then we'll discuss it.
All right.
Afterwards, but here's their first press conference of the boys who were rescued from the caves in Thailand.
Did you feel any like fatigue? Yes, everyone felt that. We don't have physical strength. What about the youngest one? Fainted a bit and don't have any strength. When famished, I try not to think about food. Because it will make me even hungrier.
Now, I think that's a little harsh.
It gives me no great pleasure to do this, but harden up.
Oh, what?
You need to harden up!
Harden up. I mean, okay, look, you've been...
They didn't eat for days and days and days.
They're
scared.
They had a roof
boys.
Over their head.
No. Do you know what they're dreaming of when they came out of the cave? What did you think? If you're a little boy, you're 11, what do you think you're dreaming
pizza.
Of?
Pizza.
No.
Oh.
Ice cream.
No, it was Pad Thai.
No, it's Pad Krapow.
Pad Krapow. Pad Krapow. Is that one of your famous?
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah, Pad Krapow. Because it's basil.
It's street food and it's pork and it's chili and it's great.
I love that they wanted that.
You know what? I wouldn't be boo-hooing myself in a cave. I'd be out there. You know what I would have done?
What?
Eating one of the other kids.
Yeah, I actually imagine
it's every man for himself in those situations.
You are Lord of the Flies personified, chomping down
on
one of your mates.
It's been a great story, and we're happy to have you back.
It's happy news.
But harden up. You know, I'll be angry.
They're your views, not mine. We got another harden up, don't we?
Yeah.
What?
Are these basketball players.
I know, this is a good one, Jane. A basketball player was fouled. And he called the police. I'm not joking. He was screened.
That's hilarious.
It's a standard move on a basketball court. He reckons he was tripped up. He's hit the deck, and he didn't like it. He thought it was overly aggressive, so he's called the cops. He's 911'd it, and the cops have turned up to a basketball court going, "What's the problem?" And he goes, "This guy fouled me."
They thought he was joking.
They thought he was joking, and he wasn't. I think we've got it's hard to hear, but you'll hear the cops talking to the bloke who's making the claim.
Is this something where you're one of our charges for assault and battery? It sounds to me like some normal basketball shit.
That's all it is.
Oh, it's not normal basketball shit, but I mean...
Is this something where you want me to have charges pressed against this man?
No, because I don't want retaliation. That's my problem.
Okay, Philippines v Australia, call the cops.
Yeah, because that was nuts.
That's a fairly...
That was wasn't they throwing chairs? What was going on?
That was good. But this guy, he's been fouled on a Tuesday night down the local court and he's called the cops.
I have felt like doing that at basketball games for my kids, mind you.
All right, okay.
I have. I've wanted to call the coppers.
You get the idea, 1-3-3-5-3?
Yeah, give us a call and
Who needs to harden up?
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, just about cooked, just about done for another week. The podcast, if you missed any of the show from the week, grab that at kennedymalloy.com.au.
Or you can listen to Dangerous Dave on Game Changers. It's another very good podcast.
You can.
You'll learn a lot
about
it.
And you can hear Mick Malloy on Game
Changers.
You're on it.
I
think you're really one of the first guests.
Episode 1-10, I believe.
Well, I truly believe I am a game changer.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't know what game is.
Can't you just listen and just go, thanks?
Why are you? I'm still really annoyed at your new setup, which
what
is
do you
so
mean?
Any social.
My new
you've,
setup?
You've got yourself barricaded in with a bunch of screens and technical
listen,
stuff.
Listen, you know I'm a technical whiz.
I can hardly see you, and I'm sitting over here.
All right. I know what I look like. Why do you have to look at me so much?
I don't know. It's just reassuring to put.
you can see me perfectly well. I
put a face to the nagging.
Listen, one of.
Friday.
You're just so draining.
You're like Homer Simpson and the nuclear plant over there.
Oh,
you've got
here
buttons
we go.
And
that's
bit,
listen,
yeah,
there's got to be
this.
Someone on top of what technical things in this business.
Oh, well, that's a backhander, Dave.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, we're having harden up.
Look, we can't. There's too many calls asking for both Mick and I to harden up because of the Coke Zero situation.
Yeah. They think we may be overreacting to the idea that a soft
do we have to play the call? Yeah. This was yesterday.
Michael from yesterday.
Michael.
Mick, you got to suck it up, princess.
Why?
Suck it up.
Hold on,
well,
I've got a hard enough.
I'm not a large Coke drinker, but I was drinking that Zero for a while, and I cracked a can of that No Sugar one the other day. It's the same, bro.
It's not, dude.
You know what?
No, it's not.
I bet she's calling us from Coca-Cola headquarters.
Yes, he is at Amatil headquarters actually, right
and
now.
And you know what I imagine that as? The Death Star. I never liked the sound of him.
Well, now I know what I'm going to do on my weekend.
What are you doing?
I'm just going to go and stock up. I'm going to hunt down.
You're going to hoard.
Yeah, do you want me to get you some?
Yes, please. Right. Get your removalist guy.
Oh,
get your removalist guy.
Sonny, who's going to save my life.
And remove every cake. And the working student's boy, Josh.
Yeah, Josh, we sent him to go and see Mamma Mia. Here we go again.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend, please.
Grab the podcast. Do you want to go out with a little bit of Fernando there, Jane? Good luck, Josh. Kennedy Malloy back Monday.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.